we invite you to close your eyes and make a statement. I am loved. I am supported. This is a truth, a personal truth that we invite you to say each and every day. I am loved. I am supported. I am loved. I am supported. I'm loved, I'm supported. And the more you can lean in and trust that personal truth, the greater you can relax, the greater you can trust and know that you are indeed loved, you are indeed supported. This is your time. You are here to shine. You are here to illuminate the magnificence of your true essence, of the divine soul, that which you are. And let us now welcome in and invite Kryon with another message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is it possible that there are more than the standard seven chakras? And I'm going to answer that now and give you information that many of you already know. There are indeed more than the seven that you use almost daily if you're a meditator. You involve them in different ways and have for a very long time. Now, I want to be very careful here to let you know that what I'm going to reveal is not really a revelation. There are many who have worked with more than seven chakras for a very long time. It's not new information, what I'm going to give you. But how these chakras that are beyond the seven are working and available is the news of the day. There are 12. Now, if you go back and study and research this, you will find the 12. This is not new, as I say. In fact, the energies of the 12 is also known. The difference, what I'm going to tell you today, is what they are, but of course, how they are being activated or used or available in ways that they never were before. This is what I have been telling you for some time about the energy of this particular year that I sit in, 2026, with you, and also what is going to happen with these extra chakras, as you move forward, they're going to start opening. Now, the difference between the seven that you know and work with, that have been classics forever, seemingly, and that which is the extra five, the difference is this. The seven are almost all seen as within the human body. Even the crown is considered within that which is the human body. But when you start to step out of the body completely, you find the other five. Now, that ought to tell you that higher consciousness is available to use them. In fact, it must be available to use them. And that is the difference, truly. Are there names for them? Probably not yet. They are available. Some have named them, some have not, because they're not necessarily all then acknowledged as the 12. I'm not going to name them either. Because there will be those who will follow, who will write the books, who will name them, and there will be a protocol. I'm going to describe them, give them perhaps temporary assignments of names, but I want you to hear it. I want you to know what they are. And I want you to understand that they have been with you always. And some of the wisest of the shamans and the monks and those who follow in meditation energies have known of these. But almost all the masters are the ones who've used them, and only those who have been able to, because again, they require high consciousness. The ones I give you now, they are outside of the body. There's one below and four above. The exciting part of this is when you hear them, you will realize that you must have the ability to go outside of the body, metaphysically, esoterically, with higher consciousness, in order to work with them. What happens? What activates them, if you want to use that word? And the answer is, you do. When you reach a higher vibration, when you start to work with an energy that is the one that is happening now, the one that is like commensurate with these five other chakras that work in an energy that is now working with you. All of these will make sense to you, but not all of them are available yet. But I'm going to define them now. This was also given to you as members in the green mist that you had this very month. This is now a better explanation for all of you. The one I want to talk about first is the one that is below your root. We'll call it, for now, the Gaia chakra or connection. Now, all of these five have something in common. They're gateways. They open to other things. Whereas the seven you have inside are always there and usable, you don't see them as an opening or a gate to anything. All of these extra five are gateways. Some of them I'll name as gateways. This one is. This is the Gaia gateway. This is ultimate grounding. This is the human being who finally has the ability, instead of floating around with seven, wherever they want to go, chakras, to finally take an anchor one, the bottom one, below the root, into this planet, the partner planet. It's not just the reception of Gaia energy, dear ones. It's you grounding yourself. Now, that grounding connects you to all other humanity that's grounded. Did you know that? So it's like the field, only it's below. So as above, so below, you're starting to understand that grounding is critical. That's the one below. You call it the Gaia connection, the Gaia gateway, or just the love of Earth, the Pachamama. This is the grounding. That is the one below the root. Now I want to discuss the four that are above that which you call the crown. They're spectacular, all of them. And I'm not going to name them the final names. I'm going to give you names that will give you the description of what they are. And it shouldn't be a surprise that the first one is the one that I have been working with you, dear ones, the ones who are part of this program, this Wednesdays with Kryon program. It's been around now for more than 5 years, and it started with the idea of a circle of 12, and that circle is representing the universal energy that you could then step into. The 12 is not angels, it's not people, it's not entities. It's a, you might say, a structure. It's a metaphor for all that is. The 12 you will find everywhere in spirituality. The circle of 12 allows you to step into your soul. New. It was new when we started it. You crossed the bridge. We'll do that in a moment or two. But that was new 5-6 years ago when we started this program, and I told you so. It's a new energy starting with you. Don't be surprised then that the first chakra above your crown is the soul gateway. It's your ability to step into your soul at a level that will help you on this planet in 3D. That can't surprise anyone. You have been using that for these years. It's a part of an elevated consciousness that can go there and cross the veil and then come back. You won't find that in much of spiritual history, dear ones. This is you in an energy that's never been here on this planet before, starting to do what we showed you you could do some years ago. That's the one above the crown. The next one is exciting for many, and it is a human chakra, and it is the galactic connection. You might even say the galactic gateway. It's you opening to the rest of the consciousness of your galaxy. Now, this is specifically galaxy, not universe. And that should tell you something from what I have given you in the teachings before, and that is this: your galaxy is specific. It has a specific consciousness and life of its own. The universe, there is so much life there. There is so much there. It can't hardly even be contemplated. It is so vast and so big. Concentrate on your galaxy. That's big enough. That's the home galaxy. That's where you're from. And, dear ones, that's where your inheritance comes from. That's where your DNA comes from. That's where the life starts. How would you like to meet those from your galaxy? The doorway has always been within you. So as higher consciousness starts to emulate from more humanity, that gateway will open. It's far, far easier for you then to communicate with the star energies. We have talked about that. To many, it's eye-rolling. Well, what does that really mean? When are they going to come? It's not about visitation. It's not about extraterrestrials. It's about consciousness. Just like there is a field on the Earth, there is something similar in the galaxy. The ability to connect without a spaceship. It is part of higher consciousness, not part of any other system that we've ever told you. That's the galactic gateway or doorway. The next one up, I'm going to call oneness. Oneness. You've heard that before, dear ones. There is nothing like it. These last two are not describable, but I'm giving them to you. When there is a oneness, you are with everything. One with time. One with the Creator. Could there be any chakra higher than that? There is one more. These last two I'm covering very, very quickly because they're not truly attainable yet, but they will be. And you should know, number 12 on top, the divine gateway. This is the ascension chakra, dear one. When you are able to use this, you're going to need it for the ascension that is coming to your planet. Ascension means you go up. Ascension has always meant you go to the highest place, you ascend, and you don't come back. That actually is incorrect. You don't ascend, you join. You join the creative source. in a way that the lights come on and everything shows. It's hard to describe to you these top two. How does that feel? These are the 12 I give you today. There'll be more on each one eventually, but I wanted you to know, finally, how big you are and what is involved in that magnificence that you were born with, dear ones, and where you're going. And so it is.